for all my career. For most of that time, it's been an adrenaline-fueled buzz that I wouldn't swap. Tonight, however, it's different, and I can't quite put my finger on why. The story itself is no different. Another tragedy that is only making the front page because of the grim statistic it represents on this freezing Wednesday evening. It's only the end of February, and there have already been 10 murders in the capital, which is gripped by a growing sense of foreboding over what will happen with the spreading global pandemic. I read the first couple of paragraphs again. My concentration is being tugged at as the news editor, McIntosh, drums his fingers increasingly loudly, as if building to a magnificent drum solo. He wants the story now. "Tommy, Tommy," McIntosh says. No one calls me Tommy. Not even my mother, who will on occasion call me Thomas when she wants me to stop talking and to listen to what she's saying. Otherwise I'm Tom, and that's what everyone calls me, apart from news editors and mothers. McIntosh, however, likes nicknames, calling another reporter Bomber for his ability to break exclusives ahead of rivals. He will then shout out Boom when the story is published, and to be truthful, people do laugh at this. "Tommy, Tommy," McIntosh repeats. I grimace, try to concentrate. It makes me think we are in the trenches. No mud and slime for us. We're up to our necks in bad news, wading our way through it daily. When, I wonder, will there be any good news? More and more, I have reached the conclusion that I don't think there will be. The bullets keep flying, and people continue to fall in the wind. "One minute," I say.
"You said that 5 minutes ago," McIntosh says. "I thought you had somewhere to be."
It's true. I do. I want to get out of here tonight. My friends Marcus and Victoria are having a hashtag leaving London party in a pub in Soho. They have sold their flat and have bought a big house in a picturesque village up north. It is in Yorkshire, in a place called Todmorden, which is quirky and somewhat hip. The kind of place people fleeing London move to, or at least talk of moving to. It is complete with tall Victorian houses and post-industrial mills, and no doubt the setting of windswept TV dramas where there has been a murder. It is, in short, beautiful and remote, set in moors and rolling Pennine Hills. The pictures look gorgeous on Instagram, but then, doesn't everything? When Marcus first told me they were leaving London, I couldn't understand it. They were leaving behind all the joys of the city. The restaurants, bars, cinemas, theatres, galleries, comedy and live music venues. All the places I occasionally go to. They were swapping it for somewhere with a fraction of that. Marcus said it was about quality of life and work-life balance. That and other slogans favoured by HR departments in buzzword-strewn emails. As an architect, it's easy for him to work anywhere. Victoria, a solicitor, has taken a job in nearby Leeds. I reread my intro paragraph and realise I am fussing over a story that is finished. There are no more words to write and nothing more to add that will change the angle or the outcome of this piece. I am desperately trying to make it sound better, dragging it somehow in a new direction when there is no way to do that. Somebody died, people are broken and sad, and people are statistics that we count and forget with far too much ease. Their stories become subsumed by screaming headlines that reduce tragedy to a numbers game. That's when it hits me. Finally dawns. It isn't the story. It is all the stories. I think they are starting to get to me, as if the weight of them is pressing down upon me, and I wonder how much longer I can keep writing them. But if I don't do this, if I am not a reporter, what else could I do? I'd always wanted to be a journalist, only now I can imagine a life doing something else. I have no idea what that something else might be. I brush this thought aside. I realise I am unsettled by the departure of Marcus, which has been looming for months and now is happening. We were at university together. There were three of us who shared a house in Bristol. It was me, Marcus, and Adam, and now we are down to two.